After more than 3 months in an Iranian jail, Hala Esfandiari was back at work today at the Woodrow Wilson Center in Washington, D.C. She runs the Middle East program there, and today, on the podium, where she has often moderated scholarly talks, she told reporters how she kept her spirits up while in solitary confinement. The Iranian government accused her of trying to promote a velvet revolution in that country. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has the story.
Her colleagues gave her a standing ovation and put up signs saying, "Welcome back, Hala," after a legal ordeal that stretches back to last December, as Esfandiari says she had to hold back tears.
I tried for 8 months to control myself and not to shed any tear, whether in private or in front of my interrogators. But today I was truly moved, and again now I said, okay, you managed in jail, you're going to manage here not to shed any tears.
At 67 years old, Esfandiari says it was hard to lose 8 months of her life. And as a sociable person, she had many bouts of loneliness and despair while in prison. So she says she exercised every day and started a routine.
I always remembered my friends who went to English boarding schools who told me that, you know, in the evening you change for dinner. And I said, okay, I'm going to do that. So I changed around 6 o'clock and then started reading.
Two other Americans are still being held at Evin prison. Esfandiari says she only learned about California peace activist Ali Shakeri when she was out, but she knew that Kian Tajbakhsh, an urban planning specialist, was there.
We must have shared the same interrogator. I saw the interrogator carrying 5-6 books, and sort of my eyes lit. I said, ooh, English books. So I said, whose are these? And he said, Mr. Tajbakhsh.
He started lending her the books, passing them through the guards, though she says she never talked to the guards about his case. His colleagues at the Open Society Institute say Iranian authorities have indicated he might be released on bail soon. Esfandiari, who was in Iran to visit her mother, says she never really understood why she was arrested. She spent many hours trying to persuade Iranian interrogators that the Wilson Center is a transparent think tank, not part of some subversive effort to undermine Iran's regime. She thinks she was freed in part because the center's president, former Congressman Lee Hamilton, exchanged letters with Iran's supreme leader.
Mr. Hamilton is very much respected in Iran, and is a special stature, and I think once he stepped in, it really helped my cause.
Esfandiari says she plans to stay at the Wilson Center, though she probably won't be holding conferences on Iran anytime soon. She always has and still does advocate direct talks between Iran and the U.S. Asked how she feels about the Iranian government now, she says she was angry at times, but doesn't hold a grudge.
I feel a great sense of disappointment. It's as if all your efforts all these years were not appreciated and were misunderstood.
During her months in jail, Hala Esfandiari says she wrote a book in her head, not about politics, but rather a biography of her Iranian grandmother. She says she hopes to put it down on paper soon. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
And you can hear an interview with Hala Esfandiari tomorrow on Morning Edition. This is NPR.